then in your second season you started running into injuries.
Well, only one injury really. I was rewarded with our good play, Gloucester's good play to were invited to go back to South Africa to play in the World Cup. So in the Tri Nations 2003 and then the World Cup, came back and pretty much I only had two or three games, and then I had my knee injury on Boxing Day against Harlequins. So I actually started against Harlequins and finished against Harlequins, which was unfortunate but injuries happen. I remember the moment we were actually counter-attacking from in our own 22. It was a bit of interplay between me and James Simpson Daniel, and then I was tracking supporting, and just outside the 22, between the 10 metre and 22 of the opposition on that side, Sinbad played inside. I was running a support line, but both me and Jake were sort of on his inside. Instead of the ball going to me, it went to Jake, and then I just got shoulder charged by a Harlequins player. I know the name, I won't mention the name, a big lock. And literally as I was decelerating and I was putting all my weight on my leg, he just gave me a little shoulder nick, and because of that all the weight changed and pretty much ripped everything in my knee. So that was the last time I played for Gloucester.
Was it seen at the time as a very long term injury?
I think all knee injuries were sort of seen between 6 and 9 months. You know, I did my MCL, ACL, and some other damage, but an ACL reconstruction and recovery was sort of seen 6 to 9 months, and it took me 9 months before I was playing competitive again. I think I was lucky in the sense that it happened sort of in December time, or just before January, which gave me a full 9 months before the next season started. So it wasn't early in the season and then had to be rushed back to play later in the season. So I had that time. Unfortunately, in that time, I got released from my Gloucester contract. So there was a couple of months where, there was a lot of uncertainty in my career. So
was that a blow?
Yeah, of course it was a blow. I've just came back from the World Cup after a really good, successful Gloucester career. I was hoping for several more years in Gloucester. But then, with the injury and being released from the contract, it was tough. I was in England, away from my family, from support, and then had to
make sure. I can tell you a lot of Gloucester supporters were quite upset that you didn't get offered another
contract. No, I appreciate
it. You're a very, very popular player.
I certainly enjoyed my time at especially up in front of the shed. It's nothing better than running out and then running and doing the lap before a warm up and getting all the support.
Do you remember your first game with the shed?
Oh yeah, I mean we get stronger and faster every time we run. As you go through. I mean, I think they still do the same. But when you run straight through the opposition warming up, you feel invincible, which gives a lot to the team. That support. So. There's definitely a fear factor from opposing teams when they come and play at King's Own.
Yeah. So did Worcester approach you then at that stage?
Not necessarily. I sent out my CV to a couple of clubs, hoping that I would be picked up. But because I was still suffering from my knee injury, it was difficult. Worcester at that stage were promoted for the first time, so they just got promoted that season. Vanna Swanepoel, that I mentioned earlier, who was actually playing at Worcester at that stage. In the previous couple of years, I've been up to Worcester to meet with him and met some of the guys there. So my agent sent out my CV. I had a conversation with the coaches, with Brainer and Kiesty, and they were willing to take a chance with my knee. Went through the medical checks and signed the contract and went through the pre-season, and then luckily by the end of pre-season my knee was stable enough to start playing again.
And it didn't cause any more problems, did it?
No, I touch wood, still playing. So, you know, I had full recovery, or pretty much full recovery after that. So, you know, had another four seasons in the Premiership, played over 100 matches for Worcester.
So you enjoyed it at Worcester?
Yeah, I mean, luckily it's just up the road. There was a lot of familiar faces, you know, faces that from Gloucester that came and joined me. You know, Chris Forty, Marcel Garvey, you know, Tony Window was already there. So there was a strong Gloucester influence in the team anyway. So and some other South Africans that I knew from South Africa. So it was different than Gloucester in the sense that on the pitch it was a lot harder work. You know, 3 of the 4 years I was there, we were about to be relegated, and then, you know, through the camaraderie in the team we pulled through. So the playing experience was different, but I think there was a lot of close relationships formed because of the pressure we were under for the time I was there. But I think, you know, what I appreciate from Worcester was the, you know, the closeness of the team because of the pressure we were under. We weren't necessarily winning anything, but, you know, we were able to keep the club, you know, in the Premiership.
But you did get to the Challenge Cup final 2008. Played at King's Home, wasn't it?
Yeah, we played down there against Bath.
Yeah.
So it was good to... I think that was sort of... Might have been one of my last matches for Worcester anyway. Probably a couple of games after that, but before I left for Japan. But yeah, it was good to play at King's Home, you know, although not the same reception from the shed, but it was fantastic.
You talk about the camaraderie and so on. I just wonder what the psychology is when you're constantly having to avoid relegation. I mean, is it...
It's tough.
How does it work behind the scenes? Does somebody take the lead? Is the coach significant? How do you remember it?
No, I think it's a collective, especially with the senior players, you know, guys like Pat Sanderson. There was a lot of responsibility on him, you know, with John Brain, and then several other coaches we had. You know, Mike Rudder coming in. It was that collective from the senior players that pulled us through. You know, there are moments where you doubt your abilities, but you know, there's inevitably someone that will step up. And raise a spread. You know, guys like Shane Drom, the Australian that, you know, that played at Northampton before, and then several years for Forster, Chris Forty and Lee Forty. You know, these guys add a lot to that, to the social aspect of the team. So it's much easier winning than it is losing, you know, to keep a team together. But no, it was a lot of pressure. But you know, the guys stepped up when they needed to. Inevitably, we had guys fall off and fall out of from the team. But the core stayed together, and you know, was able. I mean, Tony Window again was one of the rocks of the team.
But he was there a long time, wasn't he?
No, Reg was there. He was there.
He played in King's Home for a long time.
And then Worcester, you know, sort of seeing them through from the Championship into the Premiership. Yeah, no, definitely one of those guys that you want in a team, you know, to hold the team together.
Yeah, talk about props. Recapping a bit, I meant to ask about Andy Deacon. The real personality. What was Andy? A bit of a joker, I should imagine.
Oh, Deeks is a, you know, again, one of the names you associate with that period of Gloucester rugby. A fantastic guy to have in the team in terms of the culture, bringing the team together. You know, mentoring guys like Vix and Dougie coming through. And always reliable. You know, you could always rely on Deeks to step up and, you know, and put in the hard yards. You know, even at, you look at his more mature age he was playing at, you know, it's phenomenal that someone could still competed in the Premiership and had the heart and the love and the passion for the club to put his body through it. So, no, another great player to have in the team, and you know, and a good laugh. Same, you know, if you with him, Chris Forty, Mark Cornwell Pasty, you know, Adam Eustace, there was always a lot of banter, and Jake, you know, always a lot of banter in the team.